you have a situation where you've got renal failure in a patient. They tell you the creatinine's 2.9, and then they also tell you that the hemoglobin's low, the hematocrit's low, the mean corpuscular volume is normal, and ferritin's normal, iron's low, transferrin saturation is normal. Now they're asking you for the diagnosis. This is anemia of chronic disease. Okay, so it can be due to any type of chronic disease like IBD, RA, lupus, right? Now, USMLE likes you to know that if you have anemia of chronic disease due to renal failure, you can actually treat that with EPO. If it's not due to renal disease, you can't treat it with EPO. So the answer would be to treat the underlying condition. Okay, now what I can tell you is that maybe 3/4 of your questions are going to have a normal MCV for anemia of chronic disease. So you can see here it's 80 to 100, right? So it's right dab in the middle, 90. There are some nascent questions on some of the 2CK forms where they will give you a low MCV. But the thing is, when you get into that question, and you're sort of blindsided by that because you're like, oh, I thought like anemia of chronic disease, you're supposed to have a normal MCV. The reason you're still able to get the answer is because you could clearly eliminate. You're like, well, it's not fucking Glanzmann thrombosthenia or it's not Bernard Soulier. Like, you can eliminate obvious wrong answers. And you're like, well, apart from the MCV, that's like 75 or 72, it still fits anemia of chronic disease because this kid has like juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or something. So point of note is that your transferrin saturation can be, it can be low, it can be normal, it can be elevated. And that's just because your transferrin is suppressed. So even though your iron is low, even though your iron's low, your transferrin's low. I've seen this one's normal. I've seen questions where it's low. Got it?
Yeah.
So you can treat that with EPO. Anemia of chronic disease here.